This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Children are increasingly caught up in armed conflict in the climate-affected, food-insecure Central Sahel region, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said on Friday. Brutal armed conflict has left 10 million children in Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger in need of humanitarian assistance, more than double the number in 2020. And hostilities spilling over into neighboring countries are putting another 4 million children at risk. Here's UNICEF's John James.
The conflict may not have clear boundaries. There may not be headline-grabbing battles. But slowly and surely, things have been getting worse for children, and millions of them are now caught up in the center of this crisis.
In Burkina Faso, the number of children killed during the first 9 months of 2022 has tripled compared to the same period in 2021. More than 8,300 schools in Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger have also shut down, either because of attacks by armed groups or because teachers have fled, with some parents too frightened to send their children to school, UNICEF said. Unacceptable impunity and near total destruction of fundamental freedoms must stop in Belarus, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Friday. Volker Turk's comments accompanied a UN Human Rights Office report showing widespread and systematic abuse across the country in the lead-up to and after a disputed election in 2020. Rights violations included killings and arbitrary detention, torture, sexual and gender-based violence, as well as violations of civil and political rights. As of the 17th of March, more than 1,400 people are in detention in Belarus on politically motivated charges. Long prison sentences have been handed down in recent weeks against opposition leaders and human rights defenders, including Nobel Peace Prize laureate Alice Bialyatsky. The UN rights chief has called for the detainees to be released. The government owes it to its people to bring a halt to this mass repression and to conduct impartial and transparent investigations to ensure that those responsible for grave violations are held accountable, said Mr. Turk. UN humanitarians have continued to work around the clock in southern Africa, where Cyclone Freddy made its second deadly landfall almost 1 week ago. To help storm victims in Mozambique, $10 million has been released from the UN's Central Emergency Response Fund, CERF, as aid teams support 49,000 displaced people across nearly 140 accommodation centers. In Malawi, additional search and rescue capacity has been provided by the UN World Food Programme, WFP. The agency plans to deploy a helicopter to help airlift essential supplies, food, fuel, and other relief items. 6 months' worth of rainfall has fallen in 6 days in the south of the country, and flooding has inundated farmlands just before harvest in a country where 5.4 million people are food insecure. Speaking from Blantyre, here's WFP Malawi Director Paul Turnbull.
The satellite imagery collected so far indicates that 240,000 hectares have been flooded, including 75,000 hectares of cropland. What I have already seen from visits to three districts is a massive destruction of crops in a region where most people make a living from agriculture.
Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.